Welcome to Module 1 in the Taming Your Tech Habits Masterclass. My name is Dr. Christy Goodwin, and over the next 6 modules, I'm going to help you develop healthy and helpful technology habits so that your technology does not encroach on your health, well-being, and productivity. We're going to dive into Module 1 today, and we're going to look at Digital Health 101. We're going to look at how technology is impacting on both our physical health and also our emotional well-being. We're going to do a couple of quizzes and assessments to get a good baseline measure of where we are in terms of our digital health and well-being. And then I'm going to arm you with practical strategies. As I said in the introductory video, this is not an online course or a masterclass that is going to suggest that we digitally amputate you, that you minimize or avoid your smartphone use. It's all about practical and realistic strategies to tame your tech habits. So my aim for this module is for you to develop healthy and helpful tech habits that will enable you to develop these habits in a sustainable and enduring way. So let's dive in and look at how technology is impacting your physical and emotional health and well-being. So to begin with, I'm going to ask that you, if you haven't already, downloaded the PDF summary sheet. In that summary sheet, it's going to guide you through what I'm going to cover in this particular module. You will also see the first task that you're required to do is to complete the digital health assessment. Now, rather ironically, this is an online assessment that you will need to complete online. This will give us some baseline data about how technology is impacting on your physical and mental health and well-being. This is purely confidential. This information will not be shared with anyone. Your results will not be aggregated and stored. This is just a personal assessment for you to gauge where you fit in terms of your current state of health and well-being. It's a 22-item assessment that really shouldn't take you any longer than 2 to 5 minutes at the most. Record your score on the summary sheet for this particular module, and we're hoping to come back in a later module and revisit your health score just to see if you've been able to make some changes and implement some strategies that will bolster your health score. So in this module, we're going to focus on 4 main physical attributes to health and how technology is impacting on those. We're going to look at how screens are impacting on our vision, our hearing, our posture, and also some of the possible, and I reiterate that word in a very strong way, possible health effects of Wi-Fi. And again, I'm going to focus on not suggesting that we abstain from using technology, but rather how do we use it in sustainable and helpful long-term ways. And then we're going to focus a little bit more on how technology is impacting our emotional well-being, and again, with the focus on what we can do in a really pragmatic way to foster healthier habits. Remember, you can pause these videos at any time that you'd like. You can rewind, for want of a better word, and revisit the content. So please don't feel that you need to go through all of the content all at once. So let's dive into how screens might be impacting on our vision. Now, we know that as adults, we are spending literally hours a day looking at screens, and this is having a significant impact on our visual health and well-being. We have seen rates of myopia, which is nearsightedness, skyrocket in the last 5 years. And in fact, in some developed countries, adult rates of myopia have doubled in recent times. Now, we need to be careful. We don't yet have the evidence to prove that screens are the direct cause of this. But given the timing of these increases and given the data that is available, it seems highly probable that that increased use of technology is definitely a contributing factor. So there are some good things to know. We can minimize or mitigate some of the potential negative effects, again, by implementing sustainable and helpful habits. So the first thing we need to know, regardless of what type of screen you're using, be it a laptop, a desktop computer, a smartphone, a tablet, is that we want, where possible, to, if we can, control the lighting. We need comparable lighting. So this is why there's some sort of truth in what your parents used to say to you as you were growing up, you know, that you shouldn't be watching TV in a dark room. We need some sort of comparable lighting. If we are trying to process information on a screen and it's placing our eyes under increasing strain, for example, if we're looking, you're squinting at our screen when we're in direct sunlight, it really can place additional demands on our eyes and can cause computer vision syndrome, which is straining of the eyes. So this is where we suggest actually not using screens under fluorescent lights. Now, most corporate office environments do have fluorescent lights. We often sit adjacent to windows where natural sunlight comes in, and that again can be a contributing causal factor at placing our eyes at unnecessary strain. So where possible, we want to control and have comparable lighting on our screen as compared to the natural physical environment in which we are. So this is where, you know, shutting blinds if you're under direct sunlight, avoiding your screen, you know, try not to send messages or reply to emails when you're in direct sunlight, try and find a shadier spot. Try and turn on a light if you're at home working on your computer or your laptop, trying to have a light on that is comparable without preferably being a fluorescent light. The next strategy that I implement, or I recommend that you implement, is a really effective one, and it's great if you've got kids as well. It's the 20-20-20-20 rule, and that is that every 20 minutes you look at any screen, big, small, handheld, fixed position, you take at least a 20-second break, at least. You look at something 20 feet, which is about 6 meters away, and you blink at least 20 times. When we look at a screen, the average adult blinks approximately 66% less than what they would in regular blinking patterns. And this is what can cause, again, that computer vision syndrome that I mentioned before, that tired eyes that we often get after spending a big day in front of a screen. So the 20-20 rule not only encourages us to take regular breaks, which helps to rest the eyes, the blinking helps us to lubricate the eyes, so it stops that dry eye phenomenon. And we also know that looking at something 20 feet away helps to develop depth of vision. One of the theories, and again, it's not completely proven at this stage, is that we're developing myopia, or myopia rates are increasing because we are becoming accustomed to our eyes only looking at things in close proximity. So looking at something 20 feet, about 6 meters away, can help to develop that depth of vision that our eyes need. The next strategy here is a great one. Again, it's one I recommend if you're a parent with kids, but getting out in natural sunlight is effective for us as adults. We know, for example, that time in natural sunlight for young children in particular develops their myopic nerve. And one of the reasons that we know rates of myopia are increasing in young people is because they're not getting enough natural vitamin D. Vitamin D elongates the myopic nerve, which prevents myopia from taking place. Now, we don't have the evidence to, again, support this conclusively with adults, but I don't think that we would find any harmful data to suggest that it wouldn't be a proven strategy. So time in natural sunlight helps with the elongating that myopic nerve that will hopefully delay the onset of myopia, which is that nearsightedness. The other strategy that I recommend is wearing blue light blocking glasses. And as I'm recording this, I'm literally sitting in front of my laptop with my blue light blocking glasses on. Now, there are a multitude of products out there. The one that I personally use and that I recommend is by a company called Baxter Blue. And Baxter Blue make non-prescription blue light blocking glasses. Now, I strongly encourage these, and we'll talk about this when we get onto our module about sleep, but I strongly encourage you to wear these if you are sitting in front of a screen for long periods of time. Basically, these glasses stop the eye from absorbing blue light, and we know that blue light has a series of unhelpful consequences on our bodies. In particular, it affects our circadian rhythms and therefore our sleep. But we know that blue light blocking glasses can help to prevent with the eye strain, or what we call sort of digital eye fatigue, that can result. Again, in your PDF summary, there'll be a link to where you can find out more information. This is definitely something I would consider if I, and I personally use, sitting in front of a screen for long periods of time. When it comes to our hearing, many of us are quite oblivious to the impact that technology might be having on our hearing health. We need to know that noise-induced hearing loss can occur from things like loud music and headphone use. And the World Health Organization is particularly concerned about this. They estimate that 1.1 billion adults will suffer from noise-induced hearing loss because of the incorrect use of headphones. So what we can do, again, it's not